The issue hits home with Jackie Young, because the home where she grew up...
It was my mom's dream ranch.
...turned out to be a not such a dreamy location.
Come to find out, you know, within a few miles of my parents' dream home were four Superfund sites. And this one here, the San Jacinto River Waste Pits, was still, you know, in the active Superfund process.
Young is standing along the San Jacinto River where it flows under a freeway east of Houston.
The contaminants are still sitting right there, just, you know, probably 100 feet from us.
Young studied environmental geology in college and now works with the group Texans Together to bring attention to the contaminated sites.
I feel the local government is one of our biggest allies.
Allies in trying to get the toxic waste cleaned up.
The local government is actually doing something about this.
She's talking about how Harris County has filed what could amount to a multi-billion dollar civil suit against the companies that are potentially liable. It isn't the only time Harris County has taken it upon itself to sue polluters, even after state and federal environmental regulators have taken action. The county has also sued companies for underground gasoline storage tanks that leaked. Other local governments have done the same.
It's just that when you have a case like pouring toxic chemicals down a sewer system, cities feel backed into a corner, and in some cases they have to do this themselves.
Bennett Sandlin with the Texas Municipal League is referring to a recent case in West Texas involving a company that allegedly was dumping acid into the Odessa sewage system. Ector County sued the company, one of a number of suits the county has filed against the oil drilling industry. But big industry does not like what the locals are doing. Last year, some of the nation's biggest waste disposal and oil companies went to the Texas legislature to support bills to curtail the local lawsuits. Yet despite what was described as intense and aggressive lobbying, the bills all died. Supporters of the local governments thought they'd won. Alex Winslow in Austin heads a corporate accountability group, Texas Watch.
This should be a settled matter. This issue came before the legislature four, five, six times, and legislators at every stop blocking those efforts. So why is this coming back again?
It's coming back again at the urging of House Speaker Joe Strauss. He included it in a list of what he called the state's most serious challenges. The Municipal League's Sandlin says he wasn't surprised that big industry would again push state lawmakers to do something.
They just don't want cities coming after them for environmental pollution cases.
He says local governments actually file very few pollution lawsuits, but feel they have to if state and federal environmental regulators aren't taking aggressive enough action. An industry representative, Stephen Minnick, with the Texas Association of Business, said there's confusion over what industry wants. He says they have nothing against local governments suing over blatant cases of toxic waste dumping.
This had nothing to do with that.
Instead, Minnick contends the legislation they wanted was to stop counties from using outside law firms to handle the cases, firms that might pursue big penalties to maximize their legal fees. Minnick says they also wanted to keep counties from going after companies that have already reached agreements with state regulators to pay to clean up old contaminated sites.
If every one of those companies can be sued by the local jurisdiction solely to collect money that the state didn't collect, no company in their right mind in Texas is going to build their company on a piece of property that's ever been used for commercial industrial purposes.
Lawmakers will hear those and other arguments when they hold a hearing in Austin later this month. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.